Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 our listeners. Welcome once again. This is ATNA Gibbs, your host on in the audience corner with ATN. That's me. I almost forgot who I was. Nevertheless, we are getting back into the swing of things because we were off the air 3 years after the hurricane. I mean, it knocked me out medically on my throat, but it also knocked us out with the technical side of it. But here we are again, putting things together, working together, focusing on authors. And what we do is we look for authors who are experienced, as well as novice authors who want to learn more about being an author, and any authors, speakers, trainers in between. Whatever can be helpful, we'll listen to it. Now tonight we have a very honored guest. I am so thrilled that she could be here with us tonight. I'm in the Virgin Islands and she's in California, but technology allows us to speak to each other as if we were next door. I'm talking about our guest, Jackie Lapin. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Jackie?
Absolutely, I can. Perfect.
Very good. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you here.
I'm delighted. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. But I'm the one honored that you showed up, that you can be here with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Well, there's so much about you, I don't know where to start. So maybe you could just give us an overview of who you are, where you are, where you're from, whatever you want to go with.
Okay, that's great. So I am from Southern California, as you indicated, and I have spent my years sort of following an intuitive path, whatever the universe has directed me to do. And so I started out as one of the first women sports writers in America and was incredibly successful. I was at the Detroit Free Press at 20, at the Washington Post at 22, and at the LA Times and the Associated Press in between. I went on to then have one of the largest sports special events and cable TV PR agencies in America.
Wow.
But I was always called, writing is my craft, and I've been called to do something, and I listened to that calling. And I wrote two books in personal growth, The Art of Conscious Creation, and the second was called The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World. And the second one was Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. That one was the best spiritual book of the year at the International New Age Trade Show. And those books, I'm very proud of them. And, in fact, the first one, The Art of Conscious Creation, just went up on Audible for the first time in years. And those books were wonderful and successful, but they were a sort of a spiritual calling of mine. And when I got finished writing these books, I realized that I really wanted to change my professional life as well. The media had changed. It wasn't much fun anymore doing mainstream PR. And I wanted to help other people like myself who were delivering empowering messages in the world. So that's when I shifted my PR agency over to Conscious Media Relations, which is where I do radio and podcast tours, and I introduce authors and leaders to 9,000 radio shows and podcasts at the same time. Yeah, and we guarantee a minimum of 30 interviews. We launched one today that we've already got 35 just from today. And so I love that work. And then some of the people came along to me and they said, well, can you book them for speaking engagements? And I said, no, I don't want to do that, but I know where they are. And so I said, why don't I just tell you where they are? And that's how my other company was born, Speakertunity, which is where we provide leaders contacts where they can book themselves for everything from radio shows and podcasts to virtual summits to live and virtual stages and TEDx's and virtual networking. So we give them the tools, the training, and the direct contacts in various directories where they can get themselves booked. So that's been my journey, and writing has been the underlying factor in the entire scope of my life because it applies to everything that I do.
Yeah. You have blown me away right away. I can tell you that right now. I don't know what else to say. But here's what I want to say. When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Oh, no. It's been a long journey. And, you know, I'm not as young as you would think. You know, I might sound young, but I'm going to be 70 this year. So I've had a lot of years to do those things in.
Yeah, you don't look that way at all. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you're here. Great. Well, my goodness. What sports did you become a writer for? Any and all sports?
Well, my passion
or?
Was the Los Angeles Dodgers, and that's why I became a writer at 11. I married my two great passions, writing and sports, and the Dodgers,
baseball.
I should say. And but I ended up, during the years that I was in journalism, covering just about anything. A lot of those pieces, you know, got a lot of notoriety. And, in fact, I made national television and the U.S. You know, I was on front pages of papers all across the country because there weren't a lot of women when I was doing it. And if you were fairly good, you stood out.
Oh, good.
But I'm still a Dodger fan, I have to tell you.
Okay. I'm not going to hold that against you. We have a disc jockey here in the islands who will die for his Dodgers. Anyhow, what I wanted to ask you is this. Is it because you happen to be in the right place at the right time, or is it because of some other factors that help you become successful in writing your article?
Oh, no. I think it was it was very intentional on my part. I knew what I wanted to do, and I just really went after it. And I looked for opportunities and put myself out there. The way I got my first newspaper job while I was still in college is I applied for the baseball writers had a scholarship competition. And so I applied for that scholarship competition, and I was the first woman ever to win it. And I got my Dodge. They presented me with my award in front of the Dodgers and the Angels at their pregame banquet.
Wow.
It was probably one of the great highlights of my life.
Yeah, I could imagine. Well, my days were in Ventura, and I'm sure I wasn't young in L.A. at all, anywhere near that. I was busy getting into my second year of college. Amazing. Wow. Yeah.
So
now you
I got a great break because I made sure to be in the places where those opportunities would, you know, take hold. It's the same way in my work today. You know, I don't sit back and wait for things to come to me. I do interviews. I do webinars. Yeah. I market what we do, our services, Speakertunity and Conscious Media Relations, where there are people who need what we do. So, you know, success is not something that shows up on your doorstep. It's something that you have to pursue.
Exactly. And sometimes it isn't just a direct way to pursue it, but sometimes you have to go around the bend and up the mountain down the other side before you can get in the right door. Does that make sense?
Right.
Is that what
exactly. And I'm a big believer, and some of what I talk about in my book is that you really need to pay attention. If a door is closed to you, it means the universe is trying to tell you something, that this isn't the path to take. We talk about that in my second book, and it's called a universal redirect. Universe is trying to give you a message. You just
redirect.
Have to pay attention.
Yeah. Well, let me hold on for a second because I want to have our audience know that they can call into you. Let me go ahead and give them the number. The audience, if you wish to, if you wish to make a call and get some answers to some questions or even a comment, please call us 515-605-9812. I'll repeat, 515-605-9812. We're glad to have Jackie Lupin with us telling us about what she's gone through and how she's made it work for her, particularly for authors and speakers and writers down the line. So, my goodness. Well, does that, your writing, does that include blogging or any of the fine arts that are related?
Not really. I've never been one who wanted to write the great American novel, and I write so much for a living that
yes.
I would much rather be reading with my spare time than blogging.
You won't find
me spending a lot of time on Facebook either. My joy is reading nonfiction, history, or
yeah.
fictional historic novels. And so that's where I'm going to escape to when I'm not actually sitting at my computer writing things.
I have to mention one of the names that you said to follow you in your books, Joe Vitale.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to meet with him in San Antonio. That's where I saw him and met with him. And that's where I learned to do blogs. That's how I got into Blogger. But I come to find out that there isn't a whole lot of people would buy blogging. When I'm saying people, I'm talking about entrepreneurs. I was marketing the field to see who would want to buy bloggers for me. As a matter of fact, I was told I'm the master blogger. I said, great, because I was brand new at it at the time, and it wasn't too popular back in 2005, I think it was, 05, 06. And it didn't spill off like I thought it would be. So nevertheless, I got into radio and did podcasts, and here I am doing it again because I love it.
Well, and Joe's
great.
The loveliest of men, so I was very fortunate when he decided to give me a testimonial for my book.
Oh, how nice, how nice, yeah. Yeah, we used to go to luncheon parties on Fridays, and he was one of the guest speakers as well as one of the participants in that Friday meeting we had. Yeah.
He's a great guy. And really has made a difference for a lot of people with his amazing books and writings.
Yeah. I was too busy trying to learn the system than to buy another book because I was loaded down with books at the time. You know how that goes, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit more about the book, The Practical Conscious Creation.
Well, we should probably start with the first one, which was The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World.
Okay.
And that book is really, it came out time The Secret did. It was interesting that, you know, the universe was giving out similar messages on lots of different platforms. But it goes into much greater depth. It goes into the 25 guiding universal principles that if you pay attention to them, you'll actually raise your frequency, and that'll enable you to manage your personal frequency so that, in fact, you can become a better, faster manifester. If you manage what it is, the vibrations that you are putting out into the world through your thoughts and your emotions and your actions, then, in fact, you have a much greater control over what you're going to experience and what's going to happen to you. It's really all about how the energy works. And there's a really core group in there where I've taken numerous studies that were done on how the human energy interacts with the rest of the world, where you can actually see that energy making a difference in the human body, with plants, with inanimate objects, with animals. It was amazing research. I've done, it's a lot of quantum physics boiled down to something that anybody can understand. I have not used it in such a scientific way that it makes it complicated. I made it really simple. And each of the little studies that I talk about, instead of giving pages and pages, they're about a paragraph and a half. But they will astonish you. They will just open your eyes to the impact of our own energy in the world. So that book, not only does it tell you how your energy can impact you, your own life, and what you can do about it, but it also addresses what the implications are on a global level. And if you address this particular guiding principle in your life, how that will allow you to help change the world in subtle ways. And every one of those 25 guiding universal principles has a corresponding note about what the global implications are. And then toward the end of the book, I have done a series of about, I think it's 17 visualizations that
wow.
you can either, I actually have recorded them if you wanted to, but you can also just record them yourselves or, you know, read them over and then close your eyes and envision different aspects of how our world would be if it was a better world. What if, because the principle of manifesting is to really put yourself in the emotions in the place of something that you are desiring to experience. So let you make yourself, you align your energy to what that would be like, and that ushers it in and brings it forward to you. So if you create and experience visualizations that have the world in a far better situation, whether that's wildlife, whether that's seniors, whether that's men, whether that's women, whether that's cities, whatever the environment might be that you are liking to, you're looking to see in a perfected environment, in a perfected way, I have created these 17 visualizations that will help get you there. So that is the premise of the very first book. It really is a excellent manual on how to change yourself in ways that is also going to have a significant impact on the planet in the future. And it won a lot of awards, and, of course, it got Joe's and testimonial, as well as Mark Victor Hansen, the co-author and publisher of the series Chicken Soup for the Soul. And and then the second book, Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. Well, when you talked about blogging, I actually did put out to my community by email for several years these wonderful little articles about everything you go about in your day-to-day life that you can use as ways to elevate your personal frequency. And they're fun little things like how to stay positive with a negative energy spouse, for example, or how not to let your relatives ring your holiday bell, or how to really develop a relationship with your money. I've got 70 little articles and 70 individual little tips that ended up in the second book as Practical Conscious Creation, Daily Techniques to Manifest Your Desires. And it was fun. People loved it because it's easy. None of the articles are more than 2 or 3 pages, and they give you – it's really practical. I mean, that's the whole name of the book. It's practical. It gives you everything that you could do to have fun and at the same time improve your life by just improving your energy level. And I'm not talking about – you know, rundown energy. I'm talking about the thought and emotional energy that you put out into the world. And that's why it was named Best Spiritual Book of the Year at the International New Age Trade Show, because it was unique, it was different, it was fun, and it really was impactful. So both of those books are still around. We love them. And, in fact, we're just, putting, like I say, put the first one up on Audible, and they're available. And we just love using them as tools to help people live better lives.
Well, the next question is, where would people be able to get copies of your books?
Well, you can go to Amazon.com. That's usually the best place to get stuff. But you can always also go to Jackie at Jackie Lappin. Go to JackieLappin.com. If you go to JackieLappin.com, then you're going to see lots more of the information about the books and the tools there and frequency management, personal frequency management. That's a lot there. I mean, that's pertaining to the book. I have 2 other websites pertaining to my other businesses, but that really is where you'd go if you want to know more about it. And, then you can obviously grab them up on either Audible. The first book is on Audible and the other two on Amazon.
One of the things that I've found difficult for me as an author is direction should I go to first? I make a joke of it. I said I have about 25 priority one projects to work on. I don't know which one to start with. So I'm going to turn to you with a question. How do you manage all those things you're doing? I understand you have a bookstore. I understand you have two books. I understand you have doing this and you're doing that. Gee whiz. Where's your first stop?
Well, the first thing is I don't do it alone. I have great group of people with me.
Okay, good.
I have one man who I adore, who's been with me for 15 years as my right side kid. I have one gal who does my radio media tours. I've just hired in a gal to help me with the speaker relations and business development on Speakertunity. I have a team of 9 in the Philippines that builds our regional speaker lead directories. We've got 60 different directories for different markets all over the U.S. and Canada. And so, you know, it takes a village to do this stuff. I conceive it. I do most of the writing, almost all of the writing, but I hand off other things to different people. And you grow, you know, I'm always learning things. I go, you know, to market my services. I was going to 30 conferences a year. Now I do it online instead of in person. And so you sit in those rooms and you learn a lot of things from people who are experts in their field. And I come home and I apply it. So, but you're right. It takes a lot of time, and I would love to have a little bit more time to myself, and I'm working on that. But, you know, I think that I've been here, sent here for a purpose, and I'm fulfilling that purpose. So that's why I work as hard as I do.
Okay. Could you repeat your webpage or one you mentioned?
Sure. If you're interested in the conscious creation work that I do, then you go to JackieLappin.com, and I'll spell that. JackieLap as in Paul, IN as in Nancy. So it's Jackie Lappin. And so you can find all of that, the resources there.
.com, of course, right?
Yes.
Okay, great, great, great. Well, you have that website, but you also have a bookstore, too. Is there a difference there?
The bookstore, I mean, I have a store on that website with books. I no longer have the Manifest Books bookstore. That we closed down some years ago.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
We don't do that anymore. But, you know, I spend most of my time on the other side, which is promoting books, which is the Conscious Media Relations, and that's where we do that. So that's consciousmediarelations.com. And the radio podcast tours, and then on Speakertunity, where we give people the contacts where they can book themselves, and that's speakertunity.com. And those take up all of my other remaining time.
Yeah, now that you mentioned it, let's go ahead and talk about that, because that's how I think I got interested in what you had to do. I didn't know more about your books at the time, but the speaker unit, how does it go? Speaker Unity?
It's called Speakertunity. You put the word speaker and opportunity together.
Oh, Tunity, yes, Speakertunity. Well, could you tell us a little bit more about it? Sure.
So with Speakertunity, we have directories or subscription products where we give you leads. For example, we have one that gives you 40 radio shows and podcasts every month if you want to pitch yourself to them. We have another one where we have virtual summits. If you want to get on virtual summits where, you know, it's a collaborative event where everybody promotes and the guest presenters present to the entire community and they grow their opt-in list and sell their products. And we also have giveaways, product giveaways, if you want to give something away, like a, you know, chapter of your book, et cetera, and you get people into your opt-in list as well, and then you can remarket to them. So those are two subscriptions. We have one that's called Speakertunity Radio Insider for Business coming in late February. So I'm excited about that new one, and that'll give you 40 radio shows that are B2B. The thing I'm most excited about is Speakertunity Cities, where we give people thousands of speaking contacts in their own markets in 4 categories, business, the philanthropic and service groups, all the places you address the consumer directly, and then spiritual venues. Nobody has ever done that before, and we've got about 30 cities on the site by the end of the first quarter. We'll have 60, And that's really innovative. Then we have, if people want to get on TEDx's, we have a TEDx directory where we've downloaded all the TEDx's in the U.S. and Canada, and you can easily figure out which ones are close to you or which ones have gone virtual or which ones are coming up soon. We've also created a training program on how to book yourself for speaking engagements called The Art of Filling Up Your Speaking Calendar, and another one that's called Rocket Your Radio and Podcast Bookings, which teaches you how to book yourself for radio shows and podcasts. We do people's speaker one sheets or podcast introductory sheets. We do the design for them so that they have really professionally looking presentations when they go to pitch themselves. We have an easy booking system, you know, a whole bunch of different services and resources that we make it really easy for people who want to have more visibility, want to get in front of more audiences, more stages, faster so they can grow their businesses and change more lives. So Speakertunity is the speaker and leader resource company, and our goal is to help leaders by taking all the time out of the research and give them the tools so that they can be more successful more easily.
Wow. So that's what this means. I remember seeing this somewhere on your website. Authors, speakers get leads, get booked. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. And then with the radio podcast tours, that's the one thing that we do for people. The Speakertunity is all done, you do it yourself. But with the radio podcast tours over at Conscious Media Relations, that's where we do that. We've developed a list of almost 4,500 radio shows and podcasts that are particularly interested in personal growth, spirituality, expansion, health and wellness, and about another 3,400 that are morning drive and general talk shows on broadcast radio. And then about 200 other podcasts that are interested in better living. And then we have specialty lists like relationships and business and paranormal and seniors and other kinds of specialties. And then we include those lists when we send for an author in that genre. But the way it works is that I will read their book, write a really compelling pitch letter. That's kind of my superpower, to write a letter that kind of captures their message, who they are, a little bit about kind of almost their soul and what their intention is. And then I capture that all in the pitch letter, and then it goes to the 9,000. And depending on what level they come in at, we either do all the work or we do a portion of the work, and they share the work with us in getting those interviews booked. But we've been doing it for 10 or 12 years, and we've been doing them for people like Don Miguel Ruiz, Ariel Ford, James Twyman. I did one for Joe Vitale, Chris and Janet Atwood, Maureen St. Germain, Denise Lynn, and I can keep going on and on and on. These are great luminaries in the personal growth space.
Amazing, yes. You know, I don't know where you were, where I was at the time, but when I graduated from Sacramento, California State University, Sacramento, I became a clinical social worker and went into the Air Force. I left the Air Force to come home and take care of my mom. But I decided, you know, maybe rather than just sit around helping my mom, maybe I could do something like that. I had no idea where to get started. And there you were, not. Why not?
Sorry, love. I didn't get my inspiration until more recently.
Okay, good enough. Well, same here. I didn't get any inspiration about what all is available until I found out from you. I thank you, Jackie, very well. Thank you. And I have to say this to the audience. Audience, you got to listen to this lady because she is willing and ready to assist you in each way you can. You can hear all she has available already. Jackie, you haven't heard the last of me yet. I'll be knocking on your door several times. And by the way, the door is always open for you, too. If you ever wanted to come on back or have somebody come, we welcome them with flying colors. Doors wide open.
Thank you, Etienne. I certainly appreciate it.
Great, great, great. Well, let's take a phone knock for the audience. Audience, if you want to get a hold of us, please, by all means, do this. Do so. Our number is My computer decided to shut down. I had to go get it. All right, our number is 515-605-9812. Again, I'll repeat that number, 515-605-9812. Give us a call. Jackie's more than willing to help you. I will help you with whatever I can, and what I can, I'll turn you over to Jackie. Jackie, we're here right now. I'm checking our studio, and I don't see any numbers, calls coming in, but we'll continue. How you fix the time? We've been talking for about a half an hour now. Are you still good?
Yeah, we can keep going.
Okay, great. Oh, I got you now here, and I don't want to let you go. Thank you. All right, so where do we start? First of all, let's back up a little bit more about you. Your first book, you became a notice speaker, a coach, and a transformational business consultant. You did all that by yourself? You learned that by yourself, or were you in a special training for that?
No, I just have, by being exposed to a lot of the leaders in the personal growth space, I went to a lot of their conferences. Yeah.
Okay.
I learned a lot about how to bring my ideas and concepts forward. And so I basically just followed what they did and what they recommended and listened to a lot of really excellent potential people who are either my coaches or who were experts in the industry that had great information to offer. And so the people who are most successful in life, you often just simply follow the footsteps of other people. Now, it doesn't mean that you do what they do from the standpoint of the same thing. You don't copy, but you can get an idea of what to implement in order to elevate your
make
level of success. And so that's really kind of what I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, amazing. So, I don't know where to go. You blow me away. You really are. And that's good news. That really is. So I'm sure I'll be having folks wanting to know more about you. But tell us the location where they can get books, please, your books.
Again, they can go to Amazon, The Art of Conscious Creation and Practical Conscious Creation. You can go to Audible to get The Art of Conscious Creation, or you can go to JackieLappin.com.
Okay, very good. Three locations. Wow. Okay. Is there anything else that you think we need to cover at this point? I'm so overwhelmed right now.
Sorry about that. I hope that's a good thing that, that we're just...
That's good news. Yeah.
Well, we love to be of service to people. I mean, that is my mission in the world, to be of service. I was put here, I think, by, a great force to... help other people have more visibility, and we try to do that to the best of our ability. So, and I love teaching people how to manage their own energy, because I think that if we all managed our own energy, that
makes
we would
sense.
Have a much better world. If you're conscious of what you're putting out into the world, and you don't simply erupt or respond or react, you think. You direct, you change what you're putting out so that the impact coming back will be good for you and that of the people you're dealing with. I mean, you can see the results in the world that we've gotten less civil, less conscious, less concerned with others, and that's kind of why we've had some of the disruptions in our country today. Everybody was more kind and compassionate and thoughtful, we would have a very different world.
Well, definitely. Peace in and peace out. Yes, exactly. I don't remember who
said that. One of the lessons that I learned very early on in business was it didn't take that much more energy to be nice to people than it is to be short with them.
Well, you know, one thing I am very proud of, I grew up in the Virgin Islands, and I spent time in California in colleges and Air Force and whatnot, and I came back home. But one of the cultural things that I was brought up with is basically say hello to anybody and everybody. And I found when I was in college and whatnot, there so many people walk by, and I say hi to them and say, I don't know you. Who are you? I say, okay, no problem. Bye. But I was really shocked when I first did that. I went to high school in New York, and there were so many people who would not acknowledge your presence. So I really found it hard, but I didn't know how to adjust to it at that time when I was a teenager. Right. Interesting. Just like what you're saying, what you put out to the universe comes back. Interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing at the, on Facebook with the Speaker Unity.
Speakertunity? Well, let me tell you a couple of things we're doing on Facebook. With Speakertunity, obviously, we introduce people to the resources and the leaders in the business that will help them gain more visibility. And that's really important, obviously. We want to have an ongoing communication with our community of authors and leaders. But we also have another Facebook group called Changemaker Collaboration Circle. And in Changemaker Collaboration Circle, it is designed for authors and leaders and experts and entrepreneurs who have a positive message in the world to collaborate, to get to know each other, to post what they're doing, their new books, their new videos, their new programs, their new e-courses, all of those kinds of things. So that is absolutely free, and we absolutely encourage anybody who wants to come over and be a part of Changemaker Collaboration Circle to just pop in and get acquainted.
I'm going to pop in more often. I've been tied up right now trying to get my podcast back up. I also have an e-book store that I'm trying to get back up. I have about 40 books that I'm trying to get in there. It's getting me a little exhausted. But definitely, yes, you'll see and hear more about me. Chuck, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for the community as well as for coming on board at this time of the day for you. I appreciate it.
Well, it's lovely to be here, Etienne, and I hope that I've inspired a few people and got them excited, I really appreciate you giving me a forum to talk about the work that I do in the world. I'm really honored and grateful.
Well, thank you. I'm honored, too. Just want to let you know a little technical side of what we offer. The program tonight is recorded, and you can have access to that, and you can embed it into your website if you so desire. Or if you want to send copies out as an email, you can do that too. So just go back to the website, blogtalkradio.com/ in the author's corner with Etienne. Then you can take your pick. There's about 5 buttons up there. Whatever suits you, go right ahead. That's what I love about this program.
Well, thank you. I hope that your community down in the Virgin Islands are coming back from all the challenges that you guys have had. It's one of my favorite places on the planet. And
I'm
really hoping that you're seeing the regeneration of the community of the islands in all ways and shapes and forms.
Very slowly, but it's come along. I've been waiting a year to get my doctor's appointment, and I'm a veteran,
okay.
So I have to go through the system. And the closest veteran is services in Puerto Rico, which is about 30 miles away from where I am. I'm not going to fly into Puerto Rico if they're not well organized yet. I don't normally do that. But nevertheless, thank you very much for your time and your visions. I think we'll wrap things up now. I'll have the program already set up in about 50 minutes from now. And you and anybody else who wants to come on board and listen to it, it's there available. If anyone wants to have it on their website, they're free to do that just as well. Jackie, thank you. One last time, I'm going to give that phone number and then also one more time your address. Ladies first, tell the audience where they can get your books, please.
Amazon.com, The Art of Conscious Creation and Practical Conscious Creation. Audible, you can get The Art of Conscious Creation. And you can also find that and more, actually, even the recordings of the visualizations at JackieLapin.com.
Great, great. And again, what's on Facebook, the two programs?
The other two things, where we do our radio podcast tours is it's ConsciousMediaRelations.com. And where we do where we provide the resources of Speakertunity, the Speaker and Leader Resource Company is Speakertunity.com.
Speakertunity.com. Very good.
Speakertunity, S-P-E-A-K-E-R-T-U-N-I-T-Y.
N-T-Y, yes, I see that. But it's .com at the end. You will be seeing and hearing more about me. Jackie,
all right,
thank you, Annette. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And definitely I want to be helpful any which way I can for your members, participants, whoever is available. I need some help.
Thank you.
Here to offer help.
Oh, we're grateful.
Thanks again. We're going to wrap things up right now since my voice is going out of me. I don't know if you've heard that. Yes. Well, Jackie, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough. We'll wrap things up as time's come along. I might call on you again. And likewise, the door is open for you. If I can be of help to you, just let me know.
Thank you, Etienne. You take care.
You're welcome. You do the same. You do the same.
Thanks. All right.
Okay. Bye. It's too long now. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are listening to a lady who was given up for herself in more ways than one. If you want to get leads, if you want to get booked in whatever you want to do, take a look at what Jackie has to offer. She offers so many opportunities. Take a look. Oh, man. She's mentioned her books on Amazon and her website and also what she's doing on Facebook. Take time to learn what she has to offer. Go from there. Well, folks, we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your patience. And I'm so grateful for Jackie for coming in. So until next time, this is ATNA Gibbs. See you next time on In the Author's Corner with ATN. Yeah, I'm your host, ATN, saying bye-bye until next time. So long now. Bye-bye.